What up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning into Channel 99 today. It was a birthday podcast for me, my brother Bo, and I. We decided to try out live.me through the OBS service, so we were streaming from my computer to some app, and we got like 4,500 likes in 20 minutes. This is a short episode, but that was even like 25 minutes into the episode, we'd already had almost 5,000 likes, which is crazy. So maybe I'll start doing some more live streams. If you do live streams, make sure that you contact me and tell me which ones you're on so that I can just start streaming to whichever service that you enjoy watching. So what did we talk about?
We talked about, oh man,
birthday stuff.
Live streaming. Well, yeah, just basically everything. Just kind of like introduced you to the app.
Lots of shout outs to like people around the world who are giving us like money.
Yeah, like gifting us and stuff.
Gifting us some stuff, which is kind of cool. I felt like a porn star without having to whip my dick out. So, but anyways, thank you so much for tuning in. This is my birthday episode. I hit 33 today, but I like to tell people that I'm 35. That way I look even younger. Then I let the younger women just decide how old I am, and I just run with it as long as it makes them feel comfortable. Make sure you give us 5 stars, pass the episode along, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Yeah, boy. Peace.
Shut up and sit down.
What do you think?
I think a scary one sounds good. So I married an Axe Murderer's a comedy horror with Steve Myers.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have.
Let's watch it.
Yeah, I'm have. Down. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
It's we'll a good suggestion.
I don't know where we can find it. Is it on like Netflix?
She said it's cheesy.
Cheesy. I don't know how late I can stay up though. So
yeah,
to
dude, this won't be, probably it won't be too long.
Yeah.
I mean,
like 30 minutes.
If that, yeah. Let's just start something.
Totally.
See if some people want to stick around.
I'm so down though. If all else fails, then we will just go lace up the lapels and lay out on the couch with the dog and pass out for shout.
What's up, Dolphin?
You know what, though?
Thanks for the share. Oh, thank you for all those hearts. You guys are cool.
Hell yeah.
What were you saying?
What I have noticed is people who are in our family, well, basically me, you, and Justin, who have been in here and been on the mics, all three of us know how to talk into a mic without like shouting or being too far away.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I think Grandpa, I'm sure like I just kind of copied how Grandpa did it or something.
I just kind of like, I've noticed that because I have a lot of people who roll through here.
Yeah, I'm sure like it's some kind of technique to it, right?
Maybe. Probably because not a lot of people have been on a microphone, so probably have never heard themselves on a microphone. Like, some people are really loud. Like, they will talk, like, away from the mic, but then they'll be super choppy, and it's hard to dial them in because, like, they peak, but then they talk soft, but then they peak.
Yeah.
So
I believe
they'll be like right around, like over here, talking really loud, doing this, blah 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 blah, and it's like then I have to tune them in. So they're blah, 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 but then I have to tune them in like on the highs, and
yeah,
the
yeah,
and lows. Fair, but then fair. Sometimes they get quiet, and then I have to readjust. It's like, it's kind of exhausting. I'm not gonna
I believe it,
especially when you're, you know, when you're kind of engaged in a conversation. It's almost inconvenient sometimes.
Yeah, because then it seems like you're not interested in what they're saying.
Yeah, and I don't It's distracting, especially for a guest. It's very distracting when they see me
like talking to you and like making eye contact, and then you have to tune them.
Exactly. Like,
you gotta, an auto tuner.
Ooh, I should get an auto tuner.
I'll look into it. Maybe Christmas.
You know what we should do is we should write.
Thanks for the hearts, man. We're at 580 likes for the evening. Thanks, people.
Dude, you've had 580 likes already?
Yeah.
What?
What, dude?
Are you serious?
Yes.
This is crazy. That's pretty cool.
It's at 750 now. People are digging that we're talking about it. We're like, we're showing them some love back. So they're like, hell yeah.
That's so cool. Hey. I'm glad that they're here with us. I wish I could create, like, I mean, I've got multiple cameras. We should just, like, draw a photo real quick. Let me put a smiley face on here. If people, are they watching this too on the video?
Yeah, I believe so. Hey, it's Mama Diaz in the house. Thanks for those support tickets, girl. Appreciate that.
Yeah, girl. Get you some.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're at 914 likes. You guys are dope.
What? That's intense.
So, for those of you who are just tuning in, excuse me, I'm Bo. This is my brother, Tim. It's his birthday. Ladies and gentlemen.
What up?
And we're here in Channel 99 Studios here in good old Idaho.
Boise, Idaho. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining me for my birthday, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome.
Getting some love.
I'm a little flattered, to be honest with you. It's pretty cool. I don't really get many guests in my studio. I get a lot of guests.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? I was literally waiting for the next sentence. I was like, how is he going to turn this around from what he just said?
We have people from like Death Row Records. We get people in my studio. LA Riots. Yeah, we get some fun guests, but I don't get a lot of people who do a live stream and pull like people who are interested in what I'm doing. A lot of times, the people I have in my studio are here for marketing purposes.
Yeah, that's, you know, understandable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can move your mic.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm like generally down here looking at my phone.
Yeah, you're totally so fine. Then I don't really mind. Yeah, do your thing, dog.
I'm playing.
Is that thing plugged in?
Or you no, it should be probably. Out of it? Yeah.
It's like a tampon.
I got a cord hanging out of it, but nothing's... It's not just even plugged in.
Pull it out, dude. Just pull it out.
All right. Mama D, what are you doing tonight? Are you hearing and seeing us okay today? And how's work going? Last time we chatted, you were loving it. So I bet that's still the case. All right. Dolphin is in the house. She has sent so much love this way. Appreciate it, Dolphin.
So we're streaming live directly to them through OBS.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And you're just viewing the
comments
feedback on your phone.
Yeah. So gotcha. You can take a look at it if you'd like. So you can see the hearts rolling through and then...
Dude, what? There's a bunch of treasure chests dropping, dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Tons. Oh, dude. Oh, somebody gifted us treasure chests.
What does that mean? I don't know.
What?
Dude, that is awesome.
Who did
Thank
that?
You
Who for... gifted us those?
I feel like your phone's about to explode right now.
No kidding. This is Tim's first time looking at
live. You missed it? Don't forget to snatch the treasure box 30 minutes later. What does that mean?
Oh, man. Somebody dropped treasure boxes. And so you're supposed to tap them, I think, and then you get... rewards.
Oh, I just watched them. I was so excited.
Yeah, I did that too my first time I ever saw those. And people are like, dude, you missed out on a bunch of diamonds.
Oh,
I'm
so
like,
I
oh,
should
no.
Oh.
But I didn't even remember, dude, so we're both in the same boat.
So did somebody just like waste a bunch of money on
No, because a bunch of the people who are in the chat room or in the broadcast, they can all collect diamonds themselves also.
I see why people are like interested in this. I'm watching this and I'm like, people like me.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good about yourself.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, people, totally.
People broadcast all day, like every day. Dude, I broadcasted like
3 weeks straight, bro. Dude, I need to do this. I need to just set this up with my fisheye on my phone and broadcast.
I've been trying to tell you that, dude, and that's why I was so anxious to do this, so that I could kind of just show you a little bit about it.
Yeah.
So.
This is a good pitch, bro.
Thanks.
This is a good pitch.
Thanks, dude.
I don't even think I've ever seen a vacuum salesman as good as this.
No kidding.
Those guys are pretty good, by the way.
I've heard.
Dude, I've seen a couple like vacuum salesmen. Here, you can have this back.
Are people saying some stuff? You can scroll through those comments.
I don't know how that works. Down the comment side, five new. So do I need to just hit that?
No, that's I don't know what that is, to be honest with you.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
But on the bottom, you can see comments, and you just kind of scroll through them. You see what I'm saying?
Can see in here. We're good.
Oh, yeah, we already went through all those.
I don't know. Does it go up or down? Dude, I don't know how this works.
It goes all the way to the bottom.
Angel doll. That just sounds hot.
Angel doll.
Who's the angel doll? That just sounds hot.
Yeah, are you in this broadcast?
What's angel up, doll? Girl? Hasa. What did they say? Hasa doll. What is the whole new thing they say?
Hasa, dude.
Hasa doll. Hasa doll. Hasa.
It could be a dude. Angel doll could be a dude, I guess.
Bunch of stars just went up, so somebody was like, Asa. They're like, yeah, I know Asa. I know Asa.
Those of you who are joining in right now, we're in Channel 99 Studios. I'm here with my brother Tim. It's his birthday, and we're going to party if we want to. And we're here in Boise, Idaho. Tim is being introduced to Live Me for the first time. And
I'm geeking.
He's... Yeah, he's just learning about it. So thanks for everybody who's given us some gifts, who's been, you know, just showing some love today. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, this is awesome. Thanks for partying with me on my birthday. I am 33,
mm-hmm.
But I did hang out with a couple hot chicks who thought I was 25 last weekend until I told them I was turning 33, and then they were like, sorry, we can't hang out with you. We're going to Uber home.
That's so dumb.
But I was like, no, it's cool. It's a rental. They probably thought I was like a serial killer.
Dude, that's when you like roll up or you have your Tesla drive to you and you're like, right. Oh, you don't want to get it. I'm 33, but you know.
Are you sure? My car just drives me home. I don't even have to pay it. There's no app.
We can hang out in the back and like, yeah, hang out.
Man. Dude, Legends, shout out. I know we already get shit Legends shout out, but that's another name that just sounds cool.
Yeah, it is for sure.
Do you know these people?
There's a couple of them who have been following me and, tuning in to
Sparkly, shout out. I don't even know if we shouted out to Sparkly, but that's a cool fucking name too.
Yeah, Sparkly.
Miss
Thanks
Kick.
For being here.
That sounds fucking cool.
You guys Dude, are dope.
This is cool, man. This is way cool. It's nice that people are like interested and just like
Dude, they hang out with me when I make like protein shakes. They hang out with me when I'm making breakfast. They hang out.
What?
Yeah, dude. I put some time into this just before football season started.
Legends. And I've been wanting. What's up, Legends? That's cool. Did you already read that to me or not?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. I'm so far behind, apparently.
You're good,
I don't even
dude.
Know what's going on.
You can go all the way to the bottom and then there will be more comments.
No sexual content allowed? Well, I guess the other.
You're going the total wrong way.
I guess the other half of
our show.
All of my stuff is not allowed on this, but whoever can join on the one half that is good on the show. Just joking. But someday I'll be a porn star.
Who knows, dude?
Someday.
I hope not. My vote's against it.
Mama D, thank you. Happy birthday, Tim. If you have any keys, it will open a chest.
Okay. I don't have any keys. Thank you for answering that. I don't believe I have any keys unless somebody gave me a couple.
Then LiveMe will drop those chests every 30 minutes. Earn one key for every 1,000 coins you recharge. I don't know what this means, dude. This is like...
I think I need to have keys to open those chests. Oh, I think that's what she was saying.
So we didn't really like miss out on much.
I don't think so, because I don't believe I have any keys.
Crazy. Yo, here's your phone back, though. That's cool, dog.
Cool. Thanks for introducing it. People were at 3,300 likes for the evening. You guys are dope.
Happy birthday
to you.
To me.
And many more.
That's a great song. By the way, I think that's probably the coolest birthday song I've ever heard, and I've been at a lot of fucking birthdays.
It's totally.
Yeah. Very unique. It will definitely be in my family.
Then LiveMe will drop those chests. Yeah, it'll be in my family for sure. Superwoman, thanks for being here.
Shout out, Superwoman.
He's open. Okay.
Yo. Sounds hot.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are tuning in, I'm kicking it with Tim, and we are broadcasting in his lovely studio, Channel 99.
Thank you for joining. Do they see the whole Channel 99, like everything
I'm showing right now? I'm not sure.
I wonder.
Let me ask.
You should ask.
All right, people, we got a question.
We do.
What do you see on your screen? With your phones beaming in your eyes while you lie in bed, what the hell are you looking at?
What is it that you see behind Bo and me? It's about to be some fucking aliens in the background.
Yvonne Ball.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm going to do...
Thanks for being here, EYB. It looks like an old-fashioned TV. Yes.
That is awesome. All right, dude.
That's dope.
I'm stoked on that.
That's way dope. Yeah. I'm glad you can see us. Thanks for answering that question.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Because we would have never known, and we would have been wondering, and it... You know, it would have driven us mad. So, you guys just saved us.
Dude.
Me too.
This is cool. This is, like, cool as far as, like, I need to start streaming more live stuff. Yeah. I've been trying to think about, I was thinking about doing some Twitch.
Just live stuff you got to be so careful with, like, content. And, like, that's the only thing is, like, there's a lot of, like, things that you can't be doing and stuff and saying on here.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. People should, though, look up Channel 99 Studios.
Yeah, if you want some laughs or you
want
some seriousness.
We've had some pretty cool... Yeah, we've had some pretty cool guests. We had a guy got shot 21 times by the SWAT team. Lived. Lost his leg. Went to the Rio Olympics, and he won silver. So he went from, like, a meth addict getting shot, surviving, to, like, going to the Olympics and, like,
winning,
like, a silver medal. It was pretty fucking cool.
It is way cool, dude.
We had, like, L.A. undercover police officer who did, like, narcotics undercover, did some pretty cool stuff. I think people would be interested in hearing those people's stories, you know. They want those individuals, you know, they have, like, really interesting lives, and I think it's important that, you know, like, they, you know, I value their time and they value their time.
Yeah. And there, I mean, there's so many things
to talk about, like, stuff that's, like, pretty intimate, dude, like things that, like, they wouldn't necessarily be talking about in another, like, setting, you know?
Yeah, it gives them an opportunity to, you know, inspire others in certain ways.
Totally.
And it's nice to be able to think, you know, maybe I'm influencing somebody in some way, you know, for good.
Well, and it kind of opens you up to, like, certain things. You know, we've had, like, you know, police officers, and mm-hmm. we've had, you know, professional athletes from the UFC, and, you know, a bunch of people in here, and it's just got, like, a good vibe. There's good energy in here. Like, we've had a very unique, lots of musicians. Dude, I probably more musicians than anybody else.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, dude. And they, you know, they always do. I had a guy in here, last night, just published from, he was doing Chicago Vice. Now he got moved to Seattle Vice. It's like an NCIS style show.
Mm-hmm.
And, or NCSI or whatever you call it. NCSI? Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Whatever it is, it's like a crime thing, but he's like a detective on the new like Seattle Vice show, but he's also a musician, and he came in here and he just shredded, dude, just like boom, 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 like just like melted so my good. Face, dude, all night. And I felt bad because I was like, dude, it's kind of late, we gotta wrap it up, I got like to get up tomorrow, I got things to do. And he was I was like feeling bad because I knew he just wanted to keep shredding.
Because he enjoyed it so much.
Dude, and I wanted to keep listening because it's like a private concert, man. And these, yeah. You know, I have guys that come over all the time and I just get like free concerts, dude. They play piano or guitar or both, you know, or they sing or whatever it is, you know, or they have the whole band come over and do like acoustic sets.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about doing like a Channel 99 like Unplugged series where I get like a lineup of five bands or groups or people or whoever who want to do an acoustic set and do three songs for each act and create like essentially like a five-part series of like Unplugged and then do a full Unplugged like album per se where people can listen to all the music in one episode.
Oh, wow. I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'd have like five.
Live stream would be so sick for that.
Yeah. Dude, with that like app, and if I were to like live stream, I have bands in here that like, I mean, they toured like, you know, Jack Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like we get shout outs to like Bone Thugs in here and, you know, we had Jewel from, you know, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop
you know,
Dogg.
Yeah, she was the girl on, like, you know, Chronic, you know, Dr. Mm-hmm. Dre's Chronic album and Doggy Style. And
I think once you build, like, a base on the live streaming apps,
mm-hmm.
then when you, like, I think if you had, like, a schedule set of, like, when you live streamed or whatever, and you said, hey, you know, next Thursday we have so-and-so coming in the house.
Dude, it's like every day.
Yeah. Like so every day you can be like, tomorrow's guest is this person or mm-hmm. whatever. And people are like, yeah, dude, I'd be so into like listening to that musician or...
Just like come in here and do like a 20-second snippet. Is that what you're saying?
Anything, yeah.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah. It's pretty powerful. But...
I don't know if I can, like, actually watch a movie, dude. It's kind
of I can't either, to be honest with you. I'm going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
So, for those of you who had the pleasure of letting us hang out with you, I guess, I don't know if I said it correctly, but
yeah,
for those of you who are with us tonight, I have my brother Tim, and we're in Channel 99 Studios. Feel free to look it up on YouTube or any podcast app that's really out there. Channel 99 in association with Pro Edge Nutrition. And, yeah, you know, my brother is the man, and I wish him a very happy birthday. Thanks everybody for kicking it with us. Thanks for all the love and, have a lovely.
Ooh. Oh, wait, but if you go to, RhinoRush.com. We also are partnered with RhinoRush.com right now. Yeah. And if you want to stock up their Rhino Rush Relaxes, legit. People love it. If you listen to any of my episodes, you will consistently hear everybody from, like, Jewel, like I was saying, from Death Row. She talks about it. She loved it. All these other people who come in the studio, they love Rhino Rush Relax. It kind of tastes a little earthy, but you get 15% off. Good, yeah, yeah, you get 15% off. I don't get kickbacks or anything. I'm just trying to hook people up. But it's channel9915 at rhinorush.com, and that's channel 9915. And if you just go to Rhino Rush, and for people who are listening and don't know what Rhino Rush is, if you're familiar with, like, 5-hour energy drinks, Rhino Rush is the only company that has the patent, like the license to distribute ephedra-based energy shots, energy drinks, and they make both. And their energy drinks are sugar-free. You can buy whatever you want, but the relaxes are super popular. The energy drinks are a little sweet, I'm not going to lie. If you like a sweeter drink, then you might like it. I'm not big on the sweet stuff. Yeah,
so quick.
But if you like the shots, the watermelon's good. The margaritas are really good. They have a lot of different flavors. So anyways, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Pass the episode along. And have a wonderful rest of your day.
Day.
Peace.